We're going to take a deeper look now at the largest move to wipe out student loan debt in the history of the United States. Last week, the Biden administration erased nearly $6 billion of debt for more than 500,000 borrowers who had attended for-profit Corinthian colleges. Corinthian collapsed in 2015 after allegations that it defrauded students with a worthless education. LaTanya Suggs was one of those students. She is also one of the Corinthian 15, a group of activists that refused to pay their student loans because they said they were misled. LaTanya Suggs joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So because you've been fighting for this for so long, what did it feel like? What did you do when you got the news that the federal government is canceling your debt?
I was kind of excited. I was really in shock because, it took so long. It took so long. And when I got the news, I was kind of grateful. But then again, I thought about it saying, well, what about all the other people that need to have their loans discharged? I would have thought that they would have been more considerate to discharge everyone who's went to a for-profit college, not just Corinthians, because we're not just fighting for Corinthians.
How much debt from a Corinthian school did you end up with?
About $40,000 for a two-year degree that is completely worthless and I'm not using at all. And the school was no longer exists, so.
Yeah. So when you first decided to take on those loans, that $40,000, and go to one of these schools, what were you hoping to get out of it?
Well, I was hoping to land a better career, a good education. I was promised things like internship that was going to help me find a job, that, you know, my credits was transferable, which there's not. I just thought that, you know, I was going to be working in the career, you know, the field that I went to school for. I took all that money out for and I'm not.
Which was what? What was your field?
Criminal justice.
And you never got a job in that field? The diploma, as you say, was useless?
Not even a security job.
Why was the diploma useless?
The school, as a for-profit school, they don't recognize it. No one recognizes it. No one ever heard of Everest University or Everest School or Corinthian Colleges. I mean, it's a for-profit college. And I just feel like they shouldn't exist, period.
You have since become a part of the Corinthian 15. That's a group of activists who decided to go on a debt strike, not to make payments. And you justified doing that using a clause that governs your loans, that if the borrowers were misled by their school, they could ask for forgiveness from the government. So tell me how you decided, because that's a big decision. Tell me how you decided to stop making payments.
It was a lot to think about. I had to speak with my family about it because, you know, there's consequences with doing that. And then, you know, I spoke with the debt collective and we just all came together and say, hey, if we want something to happen, if we want things to get done, we are going to have to sacrifice. And that's exactly what we all did. We made a choice. We sacrificed. And many years later, it worked. And I mean, there's more sacrifices to go.
But you didn't know it was going to work. I bet you had some sleepless nights because, you know, like not paying your bills can cause as much problems as getting a useless degree.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I went more into debt. I'm not able to buy a house. I can't go back to school because my loans were in default. It just really set me back.
How's your credit?
Oh, terrible. It was good before I went to college, but now it's pretty poor. So hopefully that this whole discharge that's going on right now will get it back up a little bit. But them 2 years I can't get back. So it's like it's starting over again.
Yeah. So what about starting over? You've got something of a fresh slate here. You don't have to pay that $40,000 back. Where do you stand in terms of your education, your future, your finances?
I feel that I'm not ready to go back to college because I don't want to have to take out more loans. Right now I stand with fighting for debt cancellation for all and free college. I feel like the Department of Education should give me a full free ride back to school. I feel like they should send us all to school for free because them years is that's something we can't get back. Although we got our loans wiped out, but our degrees are useless. So we still are left with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of political pressure on the White House to expand loan forgiveness to everyone, as you just mentioned. But there's also a lot of people out there who will say, listen, buyer beware, these loans are the borrower's responsibility. And in your case, look, you were pretty clearly misled about the value of that diploma, but not everyone with loan debt was. Why do you think everyone should get a break?
Because, listen, education is a need. It's a basic need. It's a right. Anything that is a right, like healthcare, it should be free. We shouldn't have to pay for it, especially for for-profit colleges. They're making money off of us, okay? And most of these degrees are pointless. They're worthless. We're not using them. And everyone that went to a for-profit college should have their loans discharged. And that's what we are demanding.
LaTanya Suggs is one of the Corinthian 15, a group of activists that went on debt strike and have fought and won debt forgiveness after attending Corinthian colleges. LaTanya, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, too, and thank you for having me. You have a good day.